You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We had one goal, to break a Guinness World Record for 28 socks on 1 foot in 30 seconds. We were having a really hard time doing it, but then we got a phone call from John's Crazy Socks, which is an incredible organization. And we started off by talking to Dad Mark. Now, Mark, from what I understand is that you wanted to be an entrepreneur, you wanted to start a new business. And then how did this all come about? Because what sets you apart from a lot of the other sock stores and the online businesses is amazing.
Well, I am an entrepreneur, and I've run lots of different
businesses. Yes, you are. Businesses.
But this started because of my buddy here, my partner.
Yes, it did.
Go back to the fall of 2016. And where were you?
I was at Huntington High School. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be my last year at school.
So John, like everybody else, is trying to figure out what comes next.
Right. What am I going to do with my life? Right?
And you have Down syndrome.
I do.
And what do you say about Down?
I have Down syndrome. Down syndrome never holds me back.
It does not. But there he is looking for work, and he can't find anything.
Right.
But John here.
Yes.
You're a natural entrepreneur.
Yes, I am.
If he didn't see a job he wanted, what'd you say?
I said, I want to create one, I want to make one.
Okay.
So how socks?
Well, that wasn't the first choice.
Okay.
He had other ideas.
Oh,
he had
a lot
of ideas. What was one of them?
While they meant a food truck.
Okay.
Food truck?
Yeah.
Do you know how to cook?
That was the problem.
Small problem. Come
but
on.
Then it became socks, right? And whose idea was that?
And this is my idea. I want to sell crazy socks. Why socks? It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's creative. It's crazy. It always let me be me.
So in mid-December of 2016... And we opened up, we set up a simple website, got a little bit of inventory. Mm-hmm. The only marketing we did was to set up a Facebook page. Mm. I would take out my cell phone, and we made videos. And we shipped 452 orders in 2 weeks, and we knew we had something.
Wow.
Great.
What we've developed is a slightly different type of business model. We are a for-profit, or aspire to be a for-profit, and we have a decided social mission. And what's our mission, pal?
Spreading happiness.
Spreading happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And we drive much of that by showing what people with different abilities can do.
Yeah.
And your staff, that's what makes you so unique.
More than half of our colleagues have a different ability. Our giving back program is baked into everything we do, starting with 5% of our earnings going to the Special Olympics.
Yes.
So John here has now donated over $800,000 to our charity.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool.
That is fantastic, John.
What an incredible thing. So Crazy Socks have become a thing. Like, they've totally become a thing, an expression that people can do, whether they're wearing suits, tuxedos, whatever, John. Like, people love Crazy Socks.
Oh, yeah. And for me, I always wear a tuxedo sock. Every occasion, I wear those socks.
Tuxedo socks?
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. You wear a lot of different socks, don't you? Many of us wear a uniform. Mm-hmm. It might be khakis and a polo. It could be a suit. But your socks let you express who you are.
They really do.
When Carol reached out and said, we would love to be with you as you try to break the Guinness World Record for who can put the most socks on 1 foot, and offered your services, I could not have been more excited. Turns out, we couldn't do it. We could not break the Guinness World Record.
Even come close.
Right. But we asked a bunch of listeners to come into the studio for their chance to compete to do it themselves.
Right.
So you guys have brought the socks. They're waiting in the other room.
Oh, that is really exciting.
All right. And we're going to do it. It's coming up next.
That's great.
The Guinness World Record is 28 socks in 30 seconds on 1 foot.
As easy as that might sound to the regular person, trust me when I tell you that this record is elusive. It is very difficult to achieve. We were not able to even come close.
Right. Producer Julie, this is all your fault. This was your idea that you could break this Guinness World Record.
I really thought I could do it, but it's harder than you'd think. There's a lot of elements involved.
Let me just ask you, what were the main reasons you thought you could achieve this greatness?
Well, it didn't involve anything cooking, because there was one that I liked that involved cutting a kiwi, and that sounded too hard and dangerous.
Okay.
So this seemed safe.
I thought the tiny feet would have made her a shoe win.
Yeah, she has really small feet. We asked listeners to come in to compete, and we held our own competition with our friends at John's Crazy Socks. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. On your mark, get set, go! It's a sock off! We have Nick, Stephanie, and Carolyn in the final right now. They're putting on socks as fast as they can.
Maneuvers
oh, my
now.
Gosh. Oh,
now look at it.
Stephanie was bleeding before.
You and I were just yelling. It was chaotic. There were socks. There were feet flying. And they were extremely fast.
And competitive. 14 socks for Nick.
Not bad.
Here's what you don't know about Nick. He's an American Ninja Warrior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on the season right now and doing well. And he had trained for this event.
Stephanie, you ready? 11, 12, good job.
So close.
12 socks, still really good considering Julie. What was the most you ever got?
I think it was like 9.
I'm going to put this out there. Stephanie, most likely to be carrying a pocket knife or switchblade.
Correct.
Just had that vibe.
All right, Carolyn, it all comes down to you. 13! Oh, my gosh. And congratulations to American Ninja Warrior Nick. Nick, what do you think was harder, competing in American Ninja Warrior or the sock competition?
On one hand, you have insane obstacle courses with strict time limits and fierce competition. On the other hand, you have American Ninja Warrior. So probably 50-50, split, even split.
Well, Julie, American Ninja Warrior Nick is not here because he is competing. But the runner-ups are here. Carolyn and Stephanie, thank you ladies for joining us in the studio today. Stephanie, when you started bleeding during the preliminary rounds, did you think, like, maybe I'm taking this sock competition too seriously?
I had been practicing probably a week. That's why I got in a callus, and it was scabbing, and the scab was coming off. And
the thought about how you can get a callus on your hand, removing and pulling on socks. But when you see it really in live time, you say, oh, wait a minute, this could be dangerous.
Carolyn, you were the runner-up with 13 socks. You missed it by 1 sock.
I was so disappointed. I had practiced for weeks. I really thought I was going to win this.
As friends, I mean, I know you're happy for your other friend if they do better than you, but isn't there a part of you, too, that you're like, you know what? I could have shoved her over at that last minute. Or there's something else I could have done, maybe?
Well, they should have both taken out Nick, though, in the American Ninja Warriors, what they should have done. They should have tag-teamed him.
Yeah, every man for themselves.
I was kind of hoping in the contest that one of us would have won.
I thought for sure one of you were going to take home the big prize. But you've come back. Now it's your turn to go against Julie. This was her idea.
All right, Julie, you ready?
Julie, have you practiced at all since that initial time?
No. Oh, not at all. And okay, I'm a little nervous because my feet, I didn't wear socks today, and they're sweaty, so I feel like that's going to be a disadvantage to me.
That's a lot of information. Okay, thanks.
There should be some consequence for Julie if she can't actually beat you guys, right?
There really should be. A wrap-off. I think you guys should have a competition about rapping.
Wait, all right. Stephanie, are you a rapper? You're a known rapper?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
That's usually what people say.
Two Cosmos and kind of like, give me the mic.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Right, all right. We don't have any Cosmos here, but okay.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. It's going to be Carolyn, Stephanie versus Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, if you lose, you have to rap. Same for you, ladies. Does that sound good?
Consequences for you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I just want to point out, producer Julie had no strategy at all until Stephanie and Carolyn started laying out their socks the way that they had prepared for the competition, and all of a sudden she decided she also needed to lay out socks.
You know, I noticed that, and again, practice is the thing that will get you to the championship level, and I saw this from Stephanie and Carolyn before in our prior competition, that they really did have a thought-out plan. But I'll say this, Julie's a quick learner. She's a quick study.
Mm-hmm.
And she has tiny feet in the hands of a raccoon.
Right.
So if anybody can get those socks on that foot really, really quick, it's Julie.
All right. If you're just joining us, producer Julie earlier this year said she was going to break the Guinness World Record for putting the most amount of socks on 1 foot in 30 seconds. The record is 28 socks. She failed miserably every single time she did it. We decided to bring in our listeners to compete against each other. And coming in second and third is Carolyn and Stephanie.
Are we just going to ignore the fact that Carolyn just unbuttoned her pants? Is that something we're going to do?
She's going to get comfy.
We're just going to act like that didn't happen? Okay. I mean, all right.
You got to get ready for a competition.
I guess that button was going to be restrictive for her to bend forward, I guess.
I mean, but, yeah.
We're all unbuttoning our pants now. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing that happened.
The person who won was an American Ninja Warrior named Nick. Now, Nick can't be here today because he's actually competing on American Ninja Warrior right now.
He's doing ninja stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So these ladies have been kind enough to come back in to go head-to-head against Julie. And if you missed it, if Julie loses today, she has to rap. She has to get down in a rap battle.
Yeah. I hesitate to call them the runners-up anyways. Nick was incredible with 14 or whatever it was socks.
14
socks. They were
right
on his tail.
Yeah.
12 and 13. Yeah. So they were right there.
Here's the rules of the socks. Your foot must be bare and you cannot be touching a sock when the time starts. It must be completely over the heel. And that's really it for
the
socks.
Yeah, that's basically
it. That's the sock
rules.
Don't
attack each other or anything during the putting on of the socks. Right. The basic rules. Are you all ready?
Ready!
All right.
All right. On your mark, get set, sock off, go! 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. All right.
Is that a monkey? What was that?
Oh, Julie has no idea what she's doing.
They're so fast!
Yeah.
Don't be intimidated. Come on, Julie, dig deep. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
But he's getting fat.
Yeah. 5 seconds left on the clock. There's massive socks going on right now. Massive socks going on.
Oh, my God.
And that's time, guys. All right.
Carolyn's foot looks like it's actually in a cast. That's like an astronaut's boot.
Ladies, no matter who's the winner today, you're all winners.
Is that right?
Kind of. All right. So let's count.
Julie's leg looks like it's swelling. You may have a clot.
All right, Carolyn, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, you got a lot of socks on. When taking them off is difficult.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
11, 12, 13 socks again.
Get it again.
Again.
I mean, she's consistent.
All right.
She's consistent.
All right, Stephanie, let's go. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And Julie's like, please count faster so I can take mine off.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Wow.
Woo! That beat the American Ninja Warriors record.
You're so approaching Julie, like professional athlete for sock putter honor.
All right. All
you
right.
Really are.
Okay, Julie got. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Like 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
13, 14.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Wow.
All right. So Julie came in second. Congratulations to Stephanie, who is our big winner. I guess you have to rap. That's coming up next. Congratulations to Stephanie. She beat both Carolyn and producer Julie in the sock off. She got 16 socks on 1 foot in 30 seconds.
It's pretty amazing. Is that the best you've ever done?
No, at home I've gotten 19.
Oh,
what?
God.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
I know.
If you get 19 at home and you've just been randomly practicing this, you should keep going and go for the record.
Absolutely.
If you want to come back and try that again in like 3 to 6 months, we will do all we can to help you with that.
All right, I'm down.
All right, cool.
Sounds great.
Carolyn, you got 13, which means you came in third place, but you're the one that challenged everybody. If producer Julie loses, there should be a wrap-off.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see Julie and Stephanie do a wrap-off.
Right now, of course.
And I'd like to take myself out of the wrap-off. I'd like to keep her in the wrap-off.
Stephanie's not required to rap here, but it seems like she's very eager to do so.
Mm-hmm. Producer Julie, congratulations on getting 14 socks. That's impressive.
I'm just happy to have gotten through it with more than 9.
Yeah. And you've prepared a rap, too, since you are a loser, correct?
Yes, it's an original.
Oh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
But Stephanie, you're going to do a cover first. Is that correct?
I can do a cover.
Did we mention it's Stephanie's birthday today? So she's going to...
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Happy birthday. Oh, thanks, guys.
Here, you get to rap on radio.
So excited.
This is your chance
best
to be on the radio. Rapping. Okay, you ready?
Y'all know me, still the same old G, but I've been low key, hated on by mosties. With no cheese, no wheels and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me cause I could finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio with all full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my club like y'all.
I do appreciate you trying to edit yourself.
Yeah.
That's good.
I got a little.
I like that you did a radio edit on that. Nice
I do
job.
Better when he when he's on.
When he like swears for real and he's on. No,
when you
fantastic.
Swear for real too, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of messes me up when I have to like bleep it out. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, producer Julie, I believe you would like me to beatbox for you, correct?
Yes.
So, Julie, your composition is actually original, and you and Anna have been walking around here working on this.
Well, tell me how to beatbox again. What's the beat you need?
I need like a four count, like a...
Got it.
That might be like a 16th.
All right. All right.
I don't
ready?
Know what any of this means, but I can't wait.
Okay. Okay, right. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Yo, producer Julie had a world-class beat. Stacking us up, lighting fast on her feet. 30 seconds, she was crushing the scene. Till someone new came and swiped it clean. She had the crown, now it slipped away. Too many socks couldn't save the day. But don't feel down, you're still a queen. Next time you'll sock it back for you mean.
Oh! We've spent a lot of time on this.
I know. Congratulations, everybody. Thank you. I've been working on my beatboxing.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
Nobody asked me to do that, by the way. I just volunteered myself.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.